Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we went along to the Killaturley Group water site near Swinford, where we spoke to Tony Morley and Michael Devaney about how they went from a small group water scheme to supplying the town of Swinford. Michael begins by telling us just how the group has developed over the last 50 years.
In 1976, I suppose, that's when it really was talked about and it was planned, I suppose, but it was 1977 before actually they kicked off any pipe network in the local area. And it went from about maybe 100 houses in 1977 up to 1999-2000, where it grew up to 300 houses. And of course, with the extra houses, the pump house had to be made a bit bigger, a lagoon had to be made as well, an underground storage tank had to be put in. And basically we had to, I suppose, get bigger since we're supplying more houses. So, and also we turned into a cooperative in the year 1999-2000. So that changed from a trustee to a cooperative. So that meant that we were a bit more professional and we joined ICOS as well. And also the National Federation of Group Water Schemes, we also got in with them as well.
And looking at that, you supply a fairly big area. You spoke about numbers there of about 100 houses and then going to 300 houses. But you're supplying most of the area in Swinford now.
Yeah, well, recently now, since the last maybe 9, 10, 11 months, we have we're approached by Irish Water to supply their needs in Swinford, and we've done that, and it's ongoing at the moment, and hopefully we'll be able to do that long into the future, and it is working out pretty well for both parties involved.
Tony, to bring yourself in, you've been involved for quite some time. You're the current chairman, but you were there back in the early days. Just tell us and tell the listeners how it all came to pass in the very beginning and what it took and what incentivized people to get involved in it in the first place.
There was a meeting held. They organized a meeting and it was held in a local school called Culmore School, and all the local villages attended that. Two people from each village nominated to collect a sum of money from everybody that would be interested in having a supply. That's how it started. I can't remember the figure that we had to collect. Some people were anxious about it, some people weren't. That way to see how it would go, because they weren't sure. But our water supply is 100% pure, and we were using it for years without any treatment whatsoever. I'm involved in it from day one. And not as much as I have been now for the last 25 years of that. I was treasurer for about 15 years and I'm chairman for approximately 10 years now. And it's up and running, and it was a godsend. And we have to thank the poor man that is dead and gone now that discovered the well.
You were talking to me earlier on a little bit about the people itself and how they weren't overly keen on it in the first place. When they found they could eventually get tap water into their house, the attitudes changed a bit. You have a few different things in place to make sure that this water, the springs, they stay fairly pure. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I suppose, well, first of all, I suppose we purchased land around the local Springwell area, and we did that. We did a bit of drainage as well. That's like any local farms of any cattle around that in the local area, we drain away any effluent or any seepage that might occur. And we also put in buffer systems between ourselves and the local farms. And we planted some shrubs and trees that are environmentally friendly and they take a lot of contaminants out of the land and the water. And we also put a cover over our spring well down there as well. So we have a few lagoons down there and they're all covered and it keeps out wildlife as well. So there's great protection there. And we also do a bit of filtration at the source. So we catch any of the bigger kind of particles that go through down there. And then when the water comes into the treatment plant, it's pretty 100% fine water comes through and it's treated and off it goes out to the reservoirs and then to our customers. And thankfully, it's a very good system we have in place.
The local farmers have been very helpful and very beneficial to you, and it's important that, I suppose, working in tandem with those farmers, but without them, this really wouldn't have came to pass the way it has.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, come back from day one, without the permission from farmers to enter their land and put in water pipes, it would have been virtually impossible for a group of schemes to afford so could put in water pipes along the roads, because the expense of that would have been huge at the time. To this day, we still are thankful to farmers for all their cooperation down to the years and their ongoing cooperation at this moment as well. It's much appreciated by the Group Water Scheme Committee.
At this point in time, we're very thankful for the farmers and all our suppliers for notifying us of leaks, where leaks is, and they occur occasionally. We have done a lot of upgrades and we hope to do more in next year, with the help of God. We have applied to the local authority for grant aid. A lot of the pipes that are in there, what, over 50 years, need replacement. So hopefully we'll be done next year. We have some done already, and at the moment we have a lot of leaks, and there's a lot of water wasted. It's so expensive now with the cost of electricity for pumping it, so we're very thankful to the farmers and different people who know to fire us when they see water that they are, that shouldn't be there.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.